Two eagles alone in their eyrie. You know, it's a puzzle, because what is it that he and I both saw that we can never explain to other people and that made me feel like I could carry on for him? And I think it's hard to talk about this stuff without either being very flattering to yourself or something, but I think that in spite of what a total snot he could be, and really miserable and kind of mean, he is one of the most good-hearted and generous people that I've ever met. He's also one of the most sensitive, meaning, you know, picks up on stuff and easily hurt, which is not to mean he flies off the handle and takes offense. I don't mean sensitive in the touchy road rage sense. I just mean that, you know, too pervious a membrane. He and I have that in common. And I think also both of us had this weird mixture of an aesthetic sensibility that is very bordering on ascetic and maybe delicate in a way, combined with a kind of deep sensuality. And I don't know if you normally get that in the same person. And we also totally had a grim and tragic view of life, but had a well-developed and shrieky imp side. Mine came out differently than his, but we both had it. And let's see if I can try to... Part of that, it's being a forced empath. You cannot tune out people's bumps and psychological warts and the emotional transactions you feel around you. And this, it's really cryptic, but when I first moved to New York for the first time and I was trying to be a good little, take advantage of bright lights, big city, and I remember one fall weekend that I went and hit a lot of galleries in East Village, and I realized I felt extremely comfortable walking into galleries because, of course, I had no intention and no means to buy any of the artwork here, and I realized it wasn't a museum, and I wasn't paying to keep their lights on, and I just never could go into galleries after that because I just felt it was wrong. Anyway, I wandered into this gallery, and I saw some photographs that I really loved, and they were kind of blurry, and they were kind of figures, small figures, like dollhouse figures. And I was really struck with them. And I wrote Jean Perrault a letter about them and how much I really liked them. And he wrote me back and said, oh, yeah, those were like an art week or something. He says, yeah, and those photographs were about intimacy. And it was one of those moments where I was floored by the Jean Perrault-ness of Jean Perrault, which is, that's exactly right. And how did he know that? And that was why I responded to them. There was something so warm and close about them, but in this very indirect, oblique way, which is, of course, how he and I both operate, which is the piercing sweetness, but it's kind of oblique. I mean, you know, he liked Beethoven, Aaron Copland, for God's sake. You know, he wasn't a fan of Stockhausen, but that worldview that we had in common, that you can feel intensely, and because feelings matter to you so much, you can't abide sentimentality, because sentimentality is the opposite of deep feeling. That you know you have to do the hard, honorable thing, even if you don't feel like it, push comes to shove. That you fundamentally, it's okay to torture yourself, it's not okay to torture other people. And what do you do if you have both Eros and Thanatos in equal doses? How do you manage it? You know, you're really drawn to the dark side, but you want nothing more than to be in a bare, sun-filled room. How do you reconcile those things? And you have enough artistic talent that it won't leave you alone. And that's a monster of a different kind. I think also, I don't know what it means to be. If you have demonic parents, by which I just mean overshadowing, how do you handle it? And I think he had it both ways. He had a mom that was overly involved with him and he overly identified with, and he felt her pain too much. And he had this dad, Shad, who was just like your idea of a, you know, the Texan with the big belt buckle and utter crassness. Given that he grew up in Wisconsin, how did he end up like that? But okay. And if you too feel into your parents' pain, how do you separate? It's not just what they did to you, but you feel their pain. How do you separate from that? And how do you develop an identity that's not about, in some sense, in a wrong way, being of service to others? Hard to say. But what I'd say about John Parra, and this sounds trivial, is that his taste was unerring. And I'm not saying that everything I do is unerring that way, but there is a deep confidence that comes from knowing that you're reading things correctly on some fundamental level. And he and I both had that. And I don't mean that socially so much as kind of, what is the valence of this scene? And if you were a cinematographer, how would you shoot it? And what is it you'd want to convey? And what is the deepest emotional truth in this transaction? And how could you create an image that would most accurately convey what this feeling is about? That, I think, is that worldview that we have in common.